Warner's End was not quite finished, but there was a lot of Warner's End. Chorlton, they'd only sort of started on. We were not the first, but there were still a lot of gaps that were built after we moved in. And Gadebridge wasn't started at all, because we used to go for walks and it was all fields where Gadebridge is now, you know, because we used to walk in the late summer, they would be harvesting the crops. The Marlows, one side of the road, most of the shops on that side of the road, as they were built then, the big, you know, the new shops were nearly all built. The two cinemas were still there, but the shops on the other side of the road were still the old-fashioned shops. The railway bridge was still there over the Marlows. And oh, and yes, and where they built the pavilion when we moved here, there was still the old electricity showrooms and the gas showrooms, but they weren't being used. They were empty then because the new ones had been built, you know, along the Marlows. The water gardens had been started on, obviously just laying them out, but because I can remember where they'd, right at the end, opposite where the police station is, or where the water gardens start, along there was a huge mound of, and it's still there now, but it's got trees. It was just a pile of soil. And eventually they grassed it all over, and they didn't have trees on it. It was just this lovely mound, and the children used to run up and down it and roll, run up and roll down on it, you know.
I can remember doing that. I don't know how we didn't actually roll straight into the river, but we didn't.
They'd started on the water gardens, but some of the old sidings, was the railway sidings, were still there then. And I don't really remember a car park, but we didn't have a car, so we wouldn't have wanted to use it anyway. They were quite pretty. I mean, I know things, they were still working on it, but it was nice enough to be admired. Do you understand what I'm saying? It wasn't all rough and ready, and there were no trees along the Waterhouse Street side. There were no trees there. It was all grass.